Times bestseller, Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and it had been a continuous bestseller for 2.5 years. It's in like 35 languages. We are so intrigued by this. Mm-hmm. What in the heck is the 4-Hour Work Week? Timothy Steris, thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. The 4-Hour Work Week, I know it sounds very much like something you'd see after the rotisserie chicken at 3 in the morning on an infomercial, but it's actually important for people to realize where it came from, because I would be skeptical as well. It's based on two things, really. First is experience from 2003 teaching a guest lecture at Princeton University in high-tech entrepreneurship, looking at how startups of, let's say, 5 people could compete with huge companies of 5,000 plus people, those types of streamlined productivity techniques, plus 2 years of personal experience after mid-2004, traveling around the world collecting case studies of normal people who had reduced their workloads 20 to 80% in most cases without sacrificing income, and also my own experiences experimenting with that. So that's the origin of the book. But for a lot of people, especially in this economic climate, they're actually using the principles in the book, including large companies like Google and Microsoft, to basically help people to cut from 80 hours a week to 40 hours a week while improving their output. And for a lot of people, that is the best way to increase job security, because ultimately job security is producing results.
Right. You're right. It's not about how long you can sit at your cubicle. It's about what you're doing while you're there.
Right, exactly right. So I could give you guys, if you'd like, a pretty cool new resource that is in, you know, one of the 100 additional pages in this expanded edition, and it's called Ask Sunday. So if people go to asksunday.com, A-S-K-S-U-N-D-A-Y, what this allows you to do, even if you make $25,000-$30,000 a year, is to get a full-time 24/7 virtual assistant for about $60 a month. And this is how it works. I'll give you a practical example. Let's just say you're a hardworking mother or father, and you do not want to spend 4 or 5 hours of your hard-fought weekend looking for the hot new toy of the season for your son or daughter for Christmas. You would call a 212 number, a New York number. It would forward to someone in the Philippines or India. And there are ways you can do it if you want to work with people in the United States, but this is Philippines or India, who would speak close to perfect English. You give them your zip code, ask them to call every toy store within a 10-mile radius, find this toy that's impossible to find where it's stocked, have them reserve it behind the desk, and call you when that's all done and ready for pickup. And that is how you save 4 or 5 hours of time for 2 hours of cost. Yeah, and these types of examples, these types of tools, even though they're not as well known or not well known at all, are very practical, very inexpensive, and have very, very low risk associated with them. And there are just dozens of options for doing this type of thing. If you want to travel around the world and do it for free effectively, even saving money in many cases because you're eliminating expenses in the U.S., it's possible. You could use a site like globalfreeloaders.com, quite an amusing name, or couchsurfing.org, which despite the name does not mean you'll necessarily be sleeping on a couch, where you could travel to a place like Paris and stay in the home of a local who is eager to show visitors from overseas their hometown. And that is zero cost. So it's very much possible to have the lifestyle of what most people perceive as being limited to millionaires without being a millionaire at all.
Awesome. We're all about that.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to work 1 hour a day Monday through Thursday and take Friday, Saturday.
It's a little tougher for radio. But what many people will also do, those people who enjoy the work that they do, which is a fair number of people, whether they're teachers or pastors or writers or otherwise, is they will simply untether themselves from one location. And so that could very well mean, let's just say for you guys, if you want to operate in time zones in the U.S., you could just travel south for 1 or 2 months a year in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where you can live like royalty for pennies on the dollar if you do it right, and you could still be in the right times effectively, which is amazing, or you could do that in Brazil even. And it's those types of tricks that people assume are very expensive or very difficult or for other people that are being done by everyone from college students to single mothers to CEOs. And that's why there are so many case studies, about 50 new case studies in the expanded edition of the book, because I don't want people to take my word for it.
Right. What about people that maybe necessarily don't need to cut their workload, but they want to increase their income somehow, supplemental income or other ways outside of their work week to make some money?
Yeah, absolutely. There's and a lot of people are in that boat, I think. So I'll give you a very concrete example. So one reader decided he thought that there's no option. He didn't have additional skills for creating his own business or supplemental income. And what he ended up doing is taking his one of his hobbies, which was creating drum kits with basic tools and materials from Home Depot effectively, made it an instructional DVD that was able to negotiate, and there are templates for doing that, to do a very, very low cost but high quality production, and put this DVD out there, did very inexpensive testing and marketing to a specific niche audience, and has effectively tripled his income in the last year. Another example is a reader who is making $7 an hour teaching Little League kids baseball and is now coaching Major League Baseball players. It's just incredible. The options are limitless, and everyone out there, and I learned this when I was doing journalism a long time ago, everyone out there is interesting in their own respect. If you spend enough time with them, it could be even the janitor in your office, there's something that person is very, very good at and that you'd be interested to learn about. And it just takes a little bit of methodical thinking, but there are a lot of options.
Well, that's awesome. This book is definitely, I would recommend it to a lot of people, because just reading about some of the things here on your website is, it seems like everybody could benefit from this. Why don't you give out your website so everybody knows?
So the website, it's a top 1,000 blog now. Literally hundreds of case studies and things that you can play with. It is 4hourworkweek.com is probably the easiest way to remember it. Just either the number 4 or F-O-U-R, 4hourworkweek.com, and then on the bottom of that screen you click on the blog and it'll take you over. So if you've ever fantasized about learning languages or travel or automating a business or just cutting back on hours while increasing income, there's probably a case study there that you can emulate.
That's so great. Thank you, Timothy, so much for being on with us. Good luck to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.